Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Tuesday of the 29th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, living as citizens of the Kingdom of God. You know the old saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. We could extend that to, while living in the world, do as the worldly people do. But God says, you're a citizen of my kingdom now, so do as the saints do. Do as Jesus wants to do, as his hands and voice, in every worldly place that you visit. That's what St. Paul reminds us about in today's first reading from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 through 22. Think of what happens when you visit old friends or family who live in sinful or unhealthy lifestyles, or when you spend hours each day working side by side with worldly people. Maybe you were just like them before deciding to become more like Christ. Now that you've journeyed through spiritual conversion and emotional healing, how easy is it to revert back to worldly and unhealthy ways when you're around them? Do you allow yourself to be infected by their attitudes and bad habits? Or do you behave like the saints, your new friends? Sometimes we think we have to blend in so that we'll be accepted, or to make the visit peaceful, or to avoid trouble in the workplace. But as Paul points out, Jesus is the only true source of peace. There's a wall of enmity that divides us from those who don't know Jesus or don't know him well enough to behave like him. And the only way to break it down is through his flesh. How is that done? Guess what? We are his flesh whenever we do what Jesus would do. When we unite ourselves to Christ's body and blood in the Eucharist, we become Eucharist for the world. At the end of every Mass, we're sent out with a blessing that empowers us to be Jesus for others. Therefore, we can do and must do what Jesus would do whenever we interact with the world, loving everyone no matter how they treat us, forgiving them no matter how often they sin, being patient and kind, reaching out to offer healing when they seek it, standing up for the downtrodden, explaining the truth when people are willing to learn it, and so on. In today's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 38, Jesus said we should be constantly ready for our Master. When he knocks, will he find us awake and ready to spring into action, girding ourselves for running to wherever he sends us? Will our lamps be brightly lit so that the world can see who we are and who is in us? Or will we miss his knock because we're distracted by the noise of the world? In every moment, we are either joined to Christ or we're disappearing into the darkness of the worldly behavior around us. God says, you're a citizen of my kingdom now, so do as the saints do. Do as Jesus does. All the time.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.